Several Florida airports are now closed because of Hurricane Milton. KYW's Tim Jimenez joining us from Philly International with more on how the storm is affecting travel. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Carol. Yeah, no flights going to and coming from Tampa and Orlando ahead of Milton. A lot of travelers, of course, have had to change their plans, whether that's a trip to Disney World, maybe the cruise that they had planned, maybe visiting family or friends. A lot of that on the back burner right now because of this emergency situation in Florida. Some people have travel insurance that they'll be relying on, and AAA's Jana Tidwell says more and more people have been getting travel insurance since COVID, and that is something that they recommend.
Do yourself the due diligence and make sure that you work with a travel advisor or that travel insurance company directly and understand what's covered, because no two policies are the same.
And those policies may come in handy soon, even if you have non-Florida travel coming up. One thing to keep an eye on in the coming days, Carol, a potential big ripple effect on air travel as a whole, as the airlines have planes and flight crews out of position because of the hurricane, and only time will tell of what kind of damage we're going to see in Florida because of this.
Yeah, this is a monster hurricane right on the heels of another monster hurricane. Thanks, Tim. KYW's Tim Jimenez at Philly International.